There are lots of questions about the hard stuff happening in the world right now, but all of them can be answered by the gospel. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we've got a learning curve. To start with, a wave of violence between the Palestinians and the Jews has some people hoping it's not the beginning of the Third Intifada. The what, you're asking? Well, an intifada is a term describing an uprising between Palestine and Israel. There have been two so far, and they're always violent and always costly. Middle East expert Tom Doyle says a Muslim preacher was the instigator.
They were called to just go and attack, start to attack people, and here's another new weapon.
Within a week, stabbings were reported all over the region. That, plus...
The peace talks have stalled. Palestinians are frustrated. They actually have kind of been off the radar.
And caught in the middle, the Jesus people.
We're just praying that this calms down. And we're praying for Palestinians and Jews. We've heard great reports about Jews coming to faith in Christ and things happening. So we're praying for stability and praying that the gospel just really permeates the whole land of Israel.
In other news, it's World Hunger Day, which means praying and providing for those who don't have enough. In Asia, more than 50 million people are malnourished. But Compassion International is literally reaping and sowing a harvest of tea leaves to help families in Thailand and Myanmar. With the encouragement and provision of churches, families will have enough to eat and make an income. Join your church this Sunday to acknowledge the hungry. Look for ways to get involved at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Not all societal issues are as prominent. CNN recently aired a special called Being 13 that exposed some of the vicious ways young people use social media. But more than that, the study was a portrayal of their spiritual condition. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says,
"It is a reminder to all of us that the battlefield has changed, and the acceleration of the efforts of the forces of darkness to capture a generation has just been mind-boggling."
The internet can be used for both good and evil, and RHM is using it to make viral the message of the gospel.
Our ministry is trying to work on every possible way that we can begin to capture the digital battlefield for Christ, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, even YouTube, and all of these different platforms. And each platform requires a customized approach.
Frankly, it's not easy being a teenager in today's world. Make sure to keep these young people in your prayers. And while kids in the U.S. need a digital handout giving them hope and a reason to exist, kids in Uganda need a hand up. Mark Lucky of Every Child Ministry says with that fact comes a big question.
There will always be vulnerable kids. So how are we going to continue the work? How are we going to continue bringing the love of Jesus to these kids if there's no funding to do it?
Through Nationals, ECM empowers and equips more than 70 kids orphaned or displaced by war in Uganda. After talking about how they can keep that work going long-term, ECM's national partners came up with an idea of their own.
This will be a good business venture that we can use to support the project by raising and selling chickens.
The price tag? About $10,000 to jumpstart the project.
That's a lot of chickens, it is. It's thousands of chickens.
But that investment will mean less dependency on donations in the long run. So can you help? Stick around and we'll connect you. And finally, when God gets a hold of someone, that person goes from being a headhunter to being a heart hunter. And that's certainly true of Rochunga Padaiti, the founder of the ministry Bibles for the World. Rose home with the Lord now, but his passion for the hope of Christ remains. A celebration of his life is slated for tomorrow in Colorado in the U.S. Another one's planned for India, his home country, with tens of thousands of people planning to pay their respects to a man who shared the simplicity of the gospel with everyone he met. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all the bad stuff you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.